When Christopher Columbus arrived in the New World in 1492, he saw the natives smoking the leaves of a plant we now know as tobacco. The leaves would soon spread around the world and become a daily habit for millions of people. For novelist Marcos McPeak Villatoro, a regular day-to-day contributor, tobacco holds its own special meaning.
Every so often, I like to smoke a good cigar. The aroma, the taste, something about this ritual gives me a deep sense of well-being. My kids know better. They look at me with the same mix of horror and pity people usually reserve for graphic TV documentaries about people mainlining hard drugs. They know all about the damage tobacco does, but they don't know tobacco like I do. My father's people were sharecroppers in the 1920s in Tennessee. The landowner gave them a one-room shack and an acre of land to work. The McPeaks gave him hours of backbreaking labor. When the tobacco was sold, they got a third of the profits. The landowner got the rest from them and from the 15 other families, each working an acre of his land. Dad recognized feudalism when he saw it and knew he'd reached the end of the tobacco road. So one day, when he was about 18 and working the fields with his father, he said, "Daddy, when I get to the end of this row, I'm throwing down my hoe and I'll never work another tobacco crop again." Later that day, he kissed his mother goodbye and went to plant trees with the Civilian Conservation Corps, Mr. Roosevelt's New Deal brainwave for helping to lift America out of the Great Depression. But Ralph McPeak did not, could not, leave tobacco behind entirely. He had started smoking at the age of 4. He still does today at the age of 83. He carried tobacco memories, too. When I was a teenager, we spent one Thanksgiving at the house of Dad's friend who raised the crop. That morning, while the turkey cooked, we all went out to the barn to bind the stalks together. For us kids, it was a magical place, where all the different grades of tobacco that come from one stalk were stacked, the ground lugs that bring in the most money, then the brights, the long reds, the short reds, and the tips. Our dad sat in the barn and tied tobacco, drinking coffee and laughing. We kids listened to all their tales. "Remember when there weren't no crops and we had to smoke that rabbit tobacco? Nothing but weeds, but we'd smoke it, yes, sir, 'cause you smoked and you didn't feel so dang hungry." There was a lightheartedness to it all, a simple sense of community among poor white Tennessee families. It was very different from my images of sharecropping, a bleak life of hard work and little reward. These men worked the fields just a couple of generations after slavery, and a few decades before the arrival of all the Latinos who now walk the rows of stalks in East Tennessee, doing the work my father did, the work that I don't have to do. Instead, I have the luxury of sitting here, smoking a cigar, and thinking about my dad and the past, as my kids watch their father feed his fatal, if occasional, habit and worry about the future.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro lives and writes here in Los Angeles. His latest book is Minos, a Romelia Chacon mystery.